And here's the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 15th of February, 2025. Today is World Pangolin Day. The shy pangolin is the world's only scaled mammal. Pangolins may look like reptiles because their bodies are covered with overlapping keratin scales. Pangolins are about the size of a house cat with small heads, long snouts, and thick tails. These prehistoric mammals have been around for 80 million years. When frightened, pangolins curl up into a tight ball to protect their tender undersides. Baby pangolins ride on their mother's tails until they're weaned, and it's not uncommon for the fathers to stay with the family until the offspring are independent. There are 8 species of pangolin, which are split into 2 main groups, African pangolins and Asian pangolins. Pangolins provide the Earth with natural pest control. It is said that a single pangolin eats as many as 70 million insects each year, while they also keep soils aerated, tender, and fertile. They use their long, sharp claws to dig into nests and reach their prey, and they use special muscles to close off their nostrils and ears to prevent unwanted visitors. Tragically, pangolins are one of the most trafficked animals in the world and are in danger of being driven to extinction. They are illegally trapped and killed for their scales to be sold to the traditional medicine market in Asia. Pangolin scales are unfortunately believed to be a cure-all of sorts, and pangolin flesh is considered a delicacy. In Vietnam and West Africa, pangolins are often served at restaurants catering to wealthy clients who consider their meat a statement of status. These wonderfully distinct animals deserve protection and an end to their exploitation. February 15th is also World Hippopotamus Day. Hippos are another unique and fascinating mammal and are also endangered. Hippos are poached for their teeth, skulls, ivory, skin, and meat. The United States is the primary driver of demand for hippo products. Additionally, logging, mining, farming, and agribusiness expansion damage the forests where hippos live. They also have a relatively slow birth rate, producing only 1 offspring every 2 years. Hippo ancestors migrated to Africa around 35 million years ago and dominated the continent as one of the earliest large mammals. Hippos are the Earth's only semi-aquatic mammals. They take nutrients from land and leave them in water bodies. This provides rivers and lakes the necessary nutrients for other species in the ecosystem to thrive. Despite their enormous size, hippos can run at a speed of 19 to 30 miles per hour. That's faster than Olympic sprinters. Hippos and their habitats need to be left alone. Today is the birthday of Jeremy Bentham, born on this day in 1748. Jeremy Bentham was an English philosopher and social reformer. Bentham is widely regarded as one of the earliest proponents of animal rights. He argued and believed that the ability to suffer, not the ability to reason, should be the benchmark. If reason alone were the criterion by which we judge who ought to have rights, human infants and adults with certain disabilities might fall short too. Jeremy Bentham, who said, "The question is not can they reason, nor can they talk, but can they suffer?" It's also the birthday of Mathieu Ricard, born on this day in 1946. Mathieu Ricard is a Nepalese-French writer and Buddhist monk. He promotes veganism and animal rights, often citing his Buddhist beliefs as a reason for choosing a plant-based diet. In 2016, he wrote a book entitled A Plea for the Animals. Ricard is often referred to as the happiest man in the world due to a study that measured his brain activity while meditating, and he attributes part of his happiness to his vegan lifestyle. And here's a portion of T.S. Eliot's poem for today, The Hippopotamus. At mating time, the hippo's voice betrays inflections hoarse and odd. But every week we hear rejoice the church at being one with God. The hippopotamus's day is passed in sleep. At night he hunts. God works in a mysterious way. The church can sleep and feed at once. I saw the potamus take wing, ascending from the damp savannas, and choiring angels round him sing the praise of God in loud hosannas. Blood of the Lamb shall wash him clean, and him shall heavenly arms enfold. Among the saints he shall be seen performing on a harp of gold. He shall be washed as white as snow, by all the martyred virgins kissed, while the true church remains below, wrapped in the old miasmal mist. A portion of T.S. Eliot's The Hippopotamus. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that the question isn't, can they reason or can they talk, but can they suffer?